they kiss?
She tossed her blonde, wavy hair back over her shoulder and flirted up at him through long lashes. I might be able to handle that. He pulled her into his arms, all fragrant woman, and kissed her thoroughly enough to have the mostly male bar cheering. As she plastered herself against him, his cock gave only a few jerks in token interest. Nothing new and not her fault. She was exactly the type of woman he enjoyed. Soft, sweet, and lush. But these days, a good book held more attraction than a good lay. As he pulled back, she clung, so he gently eased her arms from around his neck, then squeezed her shoulder. Happy birthday, sugar. She hesitated, obviously hoping for more, but he resumed his seat. Her face fell.
Fine,
she muttered and returned to her table, hips swaying, every man in the place watching. Jake tipped his chair back against the wall and drank some more beer. The clock above the bar read 9. Almost time to go meet his brother down the street. Meantime, he'd enjoy the entertainment. Pretty women, good music, and... perhaps a little action. In the center of the room, some idiot tourist was taunting Barney. A logger built a whole lot like the purple dinosaur that bore the same name. Did the tourist have a death wish? And there went the domino effect. Barney rose to his feet and delivered a solid right cross. The tourist crashed into a table filled with loggers. 2 pitchers of beer unloaded their contents over the burly men. 1 soaked man threw his chair at Barney. The chair bounced off and hit a biker. The biker jumped to his feet. And then the whole bar erupted. Jake laughed and dropped his chair legs back on the floor. He hadn't been in a brawl in a year or 2. Logan said he'd turned into an old man. As he headed for the free-for-all, high-pitched shrieks drew his attention to the women's corner. Blocked from escaping through the entrance, Andrea, Gina, and Serena had barricaded themselves behind the table. Callie stood in front, 1 scruffy sprite, boots planted, guarding the territory. Looked rather like Toto trying to defend Dorothy from all comers. The woman was dumber than... Jake blinked in stupefaction when little Toto sidestepped a drunk, then shoved him hard enough that his trajectory altered to miss the woman's table. The man hit the wall with a nice crunch. Callie laughed and bounced on her toes. She slugged another guy in the breadbasket and dodged as he landed on hands and knees. Jake grinned. Not bad. Not bad at all. Nonetheless, a barroom brawl was no place for a woman. He glanced toward the main knot of fighting, where the bikers surrounded Barney. Too close to the front door. Even as Jake looked, Barney threw a man across the room, straight for the women's area. Having turned to check her friends, Callie didn't have a chance. The biker slammed into her ass, flattening her like a pancake onto the sawdust floor. Ah, hell. Jaw tensed, Jake shoved his way past 2 brawlers and kicked another out of his way to get to her. He lifted the biker off and flung him at Barney before dropping to 1 knee. So small, limp, not moving. The gut-twisting memory of a different body, of Mimi's body, slid into his brain like an icy knife and cold sweat slicked his palms. Callie, he touched her cheek. Don't be dead, damn it. When she inhaled with a harsh sound, relief made his head spin. Get a grip, Hunt. She was already moving, just had the wind knocked out of her. In fact, she was very much alive and using words that would make his mother blanch.
Fucking son of a bitch, Callie snarled. What had hit her? She was lying on her stomach on the damn tavern floor. Rising slightly, she wiped sawdust off her face and gagged at the stale stench of beer. Whoever hit me is going to die. With a grunt, she pushed herself up into a sitting position, and for a second, she would have sworn angels were singing. And then, to her regret, the music descended into the noise of men yelling and Swedish curses as the owner tried to move the fighting outside. She took a breath and waited for the world to stop swirling. She'd still kill whoever had hit her, but maybe later.
Let's see the damage, sugar,
said a deep rumbling voice. Hard hands closed around her arm, steadying her. She looked up at a darkly tan, lean face. Strong jaw with a faint cleft in the chin. Thick brown hair, cobalt blue eyes. Jake Hunt. Oh, wonderful, of all the people to see her like this. Callie tried to pull away. His grip tightened.
Hold still.
Let go of me. Ignoring her.